Fantastic. Here we are back at it on the Wednesday evening. Today, August the 26th, 2020. 1 hour show here with Winfrey and Terry Brown. They are located in Sedona, Arizona. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I'm living in California. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. The things you hear are the people calling in live to the show. I welcome those that just came on board. Good evening. Please say your name and location.
Phyllis in Washington.
Hi, Phyllis. Welcome.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi,
Jeannie.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Who else?
I love Jeannie.
Well, we welcome you all.
Hey, Don, did you hear Coast to Coast last night?
Jason? A little bit of it.
Oh, you got to hear it. Do you have the insight?
The first guest I heard more of, he was pretty good.
Yeah, but the second one was excellent.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Do you have the insider? Where
no.
You listen to? No, okay. I'm going to download it and send it to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll check it out.
I know you'll like it.
Oh, you send it to me, too. Wanda, live.
Okay, I will.
I was trying to listen to it.
Hey, welcome to the next caller. Good evening. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Dawn in Sedona.
Hi, Dawn. Welcome.
Hi,
Dawn. Hi.
Hello, Dawn.
Hello.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry.
Hello,
welcome.
Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi,
Terry.
Hi there.
Good evening,
Hi.
Terry.
Hi.
Hey, Mary Eileen there.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Mary Eileen. Welcome.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hello, Mary Eileen.
I thought I heard her voice, but I didn't want to say anything.
I have another hand.
Oh, you're so funny.
I have no fear of being wrong, so.
All right. And for those that are listening in online through BBS, we welcome you. And if you want to giggle, feel free to giggle. Welcome, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi, it's Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Good evening, Lauren. Welcome.
Hi,
Lauren.
Hi, Helen.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Jill and Jerry from Rochester, Minnesota.
Welcome to you both, Jill and Jerry.
Hey.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, everybody.
Jill and Jerry's two people. I thought it was just Jill and Jerry.
Two different people.
And someone else joined in. So I see you here. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Roger, welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Hello, Roger.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Roger.
Hi.
Hi-de-ho.
All right. I thank everyone for being here, and we wait for Winfrey to present himself. Questions and answers with the Elohim, channeled through Terry Brown. And for those of you that want to submit a question that can be asked tonight live on this show, you can do so by emailing questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And Vin goes through those submitted questions during the show. He usually, more often than not, is able to ask all the submitted questions during the show. And, of course, there are also some restrictions. You need to honor free will and also not interfere with anybody else's opinion. So you cannot ask if somebody else is right or wrong, for example.
and no talking about the negative.
We want to avoid that, correct. Teddy, we are blessed to have you in our middle, and I'm very grateful that you're doing what you're doing. I welcome the next caller. Good evening to you. If you want to, feel free to say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, and we welcome you. And right after this show, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I wanted to mention to those listening in, particularly on VBS, right after this show, we go over to our Whole Planet Healing call that is only accessible. You can only participate per phone. The conference call number is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513#. We do this 7 days a week at 7 p.m. Pacific. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hello, good evening, John. Welcome.
Hi, John.
Hey,
John.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
And it's always happy hour at Whole Planet Healing.
Is Tom Ananda here?
He's not, no.
Okay, he hasn't been in for a while, I noticed, and he got evacuated from the fires in Boulder Creek where he lives.
All
he
right.
Evacuated the whole city.
Yes.
So, has anyone talked to him and see how he's doing?
I have not heard from him. No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Okay. I know he got evacuated, and he's staying with his son.
Uh-huh. Now, I
well,
heard that...
Roger.
I think he was on... I think he asked a question last Monday, or he was on... I mean, Wednesday, possibly. Thought I heard him. Or sometime last week, I don't remember.
I believe, yeah, he was here last Wednesday. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
But I heard that the weather conditions became favorable of containing the fire over the weekend.
Okay.
So that's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Roger, will you be able to stay put with Laura?
I'm in Austin. I'm way inland. We're not going to be affected at all. We'll be overrun with evacuees, however.
That's from the hurricane, right?
Yes, and it's a Category 4, and it could go higher. They're talking about a 20-foot storm surge, which they say is unsurvivable.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Cecil in Seattle.
Hello, Cecil. Welcome.
Hi, Thank Cecil.
You. Hi, family.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Love you, Dad.
Hi, Jill.
Love you, too.
Hi.
Mom says,
oh, hi, Mom.
She can't hear you. I got my earplugs on, but I'll say hi.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Jim says hi, and Antonio says hi.
Hi, Beth. Betty.
Hi says hi. Everybody says
Daddy,
hi.
Daddy, she's showing Mama Beth.
If you don't watch it, you're our princess.
Two more people joined in. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi.
Vin in Sedona.
I'm in California.
I hear Bonnie and Vin. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi,
Bonnie. Hi, Vin.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello. Hi, Vin.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Vin.
Hi.
Bonnie, are you gonna see Dr. Ging?
Hi, Bonnie.
I don't have the money to get in. So
welcome to the next caller. Appreciate name and location.
Hi, this is Debbie, Costa Mesa.
Hey, Debbie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, good evening. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, sweetheart.
Yep. Hi, Debbie.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Happy Dolphin. Yay.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, Bonnie.
Yes.
Hi, Lauren.
Now, if we donated $100 to you, would that help?
Well, I know
you don't deserve it, but we'll do it.
How now?
You know what? I remember when Terry was on the edge, that you were more generous than you could afford to be. Okay. So.
Oh well, it was worth it.
It was, and I can be more generous than I can afford to be, too. It's not as much, but.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. And the next caller that joined in, good evening, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Robert in New York.
Hi, Robert. Good evening.
Hi, Robert.
Welcome.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hi,
Robert.
Everybody.
Hi, Robert.
If you want to be generous, my birthday is coming up in October. When?
Yeah. Oh.
Good try, Antonio.
Yeah.
Well, did you get my question?
I did. And I'm going to be generous enough to read it.
Oh, thank you.
Silently, right?
You have my question, right?
Hey,
I think it's Cecil's birthday coming up next, isn't it?
In September.
Ooh.
Was that Wanda?
Yep.
I mean, truthfully, Dr. Ging wishes this too, that we could just afford to do it. It's very hard. You know, I hate putting out something that is so important to this kind of healing and have to charge people more than they can afford. I hate it, you know, because I know that some of you are sitting there thinking, would you like to say your name and your city? Only if you want to. So, some of you are there sitting around saying, oh my God, I really want to do that, but how can I afford it, you know? Well, I'm working on it.
Yeah, and I'm just an hour's drive away, so I was feeling kind of frantic, like, where's my opportunity?
Yeah. Well, you go for it, okay? Don't miss it. All right?
Where would you see him? In Oceanside?
No, she'd see him in L.A. Oh, in Oceanside? Is that closer? Yeah.
Well, it's an hour away.
If you're going to go to Oceanside, you got to go and you got to make an appointment quick and go in the next 3 days, yeah. You know. Okay?
Right. Yes. And that's why I didn't schedule an appointment, because I just couldn't see how I was going to pay for it.
Well,
does Dr. Ging have a layaway plan?
Yes.
He does let people pay off slowly. He will. Yeah, he works with people. But, Antonio, you're so far away. The problem is the cost of travel, the cost of staying in a motel, the cost of having constant panic attacks.
Yeah, well, it's hard to leave my house, so whenever I need something, like people come to me at my house, so...
Yeah.
Need to make a house call.
So,
welcome, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Is she?
Hello, everyone.
Is that Shirley?
That's Squirrely.
Who?
Hi, Shirley.
Squirrely.
Squirrely, yeah.
Squirrely, Shirley, yeah.
She has squirrels.
Are you home during the day?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I want to call you.
Oh,
if that's okay.
Okay.
I would call Antonio, but he'd probably have a panic attack.
Oh, no, it's when. What did you want? What did you want me to do now?
Nothing. You're doing a good job. What city are you in, Antonio?
I'm in Kingsburg.
Where?
Kingsburg, that's in the Central Valley. It's close to Fresno.
Oh, yeah. You're not that far from Los Angeles, right?
About like maybe 3-4 hours away.
Yeah. But I don't know if it's worth it for you. You have to get to the point where your life is dependent on it. But then you're afraid to drive that far, you know?
Maybe he can be on a Tuesday evening call.
You can be on an evening. You know, come on a Tuesday. I haven't checked to see. If nobody called me today and said they're better. All right?
How about you, Cecil? Do you feel any difference?
No.
Maybe when he does the remote healings.
Well, you know what? We're going to talk to the Elohim because he has never done remote healings, and he didn't even want to do it because it's kind of embarrassing to do something and then not have success with it, you know? So,
well, he didn't get a chance to say a prayer for Dr. Art and Cecil, did he?
Well,
yeah, he did for me and my wife, but not for Dr. Art.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I have to talk to the Elohim and see if we can. If he wants me to, see if we can assign some healing angels to him that will go out and do this. You know, mm-hmm. Look, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, right? I just got a good front, but I have no idea what I'm doing and how it works. And I'm always amazed. Oh my God. I mean, it took me a long time to realize when I was giving talks that they would show up every time I gave a talk. And was that really them in the room? Where is it? Who is it? How could that happen? So, you know, but I'm willing to stick my foot in my mouth, which I do quite often, and try things. And at least I can ask them about it, and if, as long as Dr. Ging has respect for our work, like that, it can progress. But you can't push the river, okay? And in the meantime,
could an
definitely works.
Line.
What's that?
I said, guten Abend, Fräulein.
Who is that? It's not.
Yes, guten Abend. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Ed.
Hello. Welcome, Edna.
I got your call, Edna. I'll call you back after the call.
Oh, sure.
It's almost that time.
We have many questions. It's 6:19 right now, Wynn.
Yeah, let's get started. Right now.
All right.
Terry, are you on the line? Can we hear you?
She is. And the things are off.
Yeah, well, let her say hello. Let her say hello.
Yes.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Okay,
hello.
We got it. Okay, let's get
awesome.
Started.
Awesome.
All right.
Did you get my question, Wynn?
I did. About prana?
Yes.
Yeah, got it.
Muted.
26th.
The recording has started.
Hey, everybody. This is August 26, 2020. This is Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And tonight, we'll be asking questions to those sources that we have made connection with that occupy very high places in the cosmos of the universe, demonstrated lots of wisdom and sometimes miracles of various sorts. And hello to everybody on BBS. Anyone who's listening for the first time, please be skeptical. Don't believe anything. Don't believe they are who they say they are. But one thing for sure you can believe is there is no way that Terry can be making this up, okay? And there's, in fact, I don't know anyone that could make it up. Sometimes their answers are very sophisticated, and they're not looking for followers. They're looking to help people lift their energy into a higher connection and become more connected to their own creator inside themselves, and to give the inspiration and guidance to help that happen. Okay? So, we're going to call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and any negativity be released to the highest realms of light and transmuted. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us and create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we come in and we are in contact. We adjust ourselves to be in contact with those people on the line or on the computer that wish to be contacted and touch in. If we ever see anything that doesn't resonate with you, then disregard it, as it is not for you at the time. Give us a moment. We know that you have some questions, and we have been evaluating some of what has been going on lately with Dr. Ging and working with the people. Dr. Ging has a crew that have frequencies in a toolbox. It is not entirely, it is complementary to our toolbox of techniques and procedures and ways that
we work. Therefore, he is able to create healings in some cases where we do not. For instance, with cataracts. Some of you have cataracts and wish to be healed from them. And that is a tissue that comes over the eyes as a person may get older and there may be a deposit from that isn't cleared away over the eyes. And some individuals, in order for that to clear, it need a ground crew, a hands-on little help there. And so it is also with some of the other points that Dr. King works with, for instance, the pineal gland, the third eye, and he is able to have energy, instill energy that then can look through down through the body and can help clear stuff. This needs more of a hands-on. We can send our healing frequencies, and many times this can work. But on the other hand, sometimes it needs input to wake the cells up, to get the cells going, to get the cells moving, that a hands-on approach can stimulate. And you have a very good team with William and Christopher King. Do you have questions?
Yes. Thank you so much for your input on this work. I'll ask one question, okay? I suspect Dr. Ging has a team. And also he's been
He does, and it is not an entirely of the Western group. It is also
that's what I was going to ask.
Chinese masters.
Right. Yeah. Through all our working together, as he integrates with us, we welcome his team to work with us as well.
Yes, and they also welcome it.
Yeah.
They figure the East, give us a minute, because to them it is East. You are East of China.
Of them. Yes.
You are East. So when they say these Easterners need help, so if his team say that.
So we just send them our gratitude for working with us. And I would imagine, I've noticed this in the physical, when people are service to others, they welcome connecting with other service to other groups. And that
it is exciting and brings new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Only the Chinese think that there is areas that the West, called the West, which we call the East, does not know.
So we thank them for helping. And sometime, not tonight, but sometime if they're open to it, they can talk to our group. Are they open to it?
We do not commit at this time.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Now, next question. From Don Herman. And he's asking a question about prana. But let me ask a question before I ask his question. There's a number of words that describe the field energy that travels through the universe. I think they all seem to relate to the same thing, but different words. Prana is...
give us a minute. There is a Chinese master that is wishing to say hello to Dr. Ging, and he is very proud of the work Dr. Ging is doing.
Thank you so much, and we will relay that to him, okay? And going back to my question here.
Yes, go ahead. Please start again.
Let me just give a few different words. There's prana, there is orgone energy, there is qi energy, it's a Chinese word, there is, what's the word? The energy of the field, the energy that travels through the universe. And do all these words relate slightly to different things, or are they all exactly the same thing? And you don't have to explain them all now.
Give us a moment. There are variations. It is slightly different. Jerry has no idea what we're talking about. But these things are slightly different and have slightly different meanings, but they're all basically descriptions of phenomena that are going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Well, if we just talk about prana, can you share what prana is from your perspective?
Well, the differences here are prana would be, Terry doesn't know these definitions, so if we don't get it entirely right, please forgive us, but we look at the differences is one is radiating from the individual and is a result of the spinning energies of the chakras and the interaction of all of the forces, the DNA within the body. The field is outside the body, is interacting with the body, and it also has its own consciousness. Orgone energy, we would need a better definition. We don't know what that involves.
Well, it's a word William Reich used, and I'd have to look it up. But in any case, how would you define prana, or should I look it up?
We would look at it as the resultant life force energies that are a result of all of the spinning energies within the system, which would each have its own prana, but then combine to form a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look it up, that would give another view of it.
Now, because Don's question is, could you say more about prana and our relationship to it?
You exhibit it. You are creators of it, and you and your ensembles, we don't really have a word to describe that, but all of the result of the energies that you are emitting from your body.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, here is a definition for prana from something called Yogapedia. Prana is... wait a second. I just got an advertisement here that popped up.
Oh, that's like Terry's, that happens all the time. Things disappear and they're enveloped in an advertisement.
Yeah. Okay. What does prana mean? Oh, God. I keep getting Zumba dance fitness classes.
You might wish to delete, to subscribe to the ad delete.
Okay, here. Prana is a Sanskrit word that has a number of interpretations in English, including life force, energy, vital principle. The term is used in Hindu and yogic philosophy to refer to all the manifest energy in the universe, present in living beings and inanimate objects. Yogis may wish to gain a greater understanding of prana in order to be able to extend and improve their own energy and thereby improve their health and wisdom. It's an ancient concept and referred to in many Hindu scriptures, such as the Upanishads. The texts state that prana originates from Atman, from the Sanskrit, a meaning movement and to breathe. An means movement and to breathe, and pra means forth. So it means breathing forth and refers to the idea
movement.
That vital
movement
life
is
energy
very important.
Is always dynamic.
Yes.
And I remember when they talked about yoga, they talked about breathing prana in when you breathe, okay? In the human body, prana is said to flow through energy channels called nadis. These are said to be thousands of nadis, but the three main ones are in the left of the spine, the right of the spine, and the center of the spine. Prana is believed to flow in and out of the body through the breath. A yoga may use techniques such as pranayama to enhance their energy. And I remember years ago, it would be like things like that, different kinds of breathing to increase your prana. And anything you want to add to your explanation, okay? I mean, I would suggest if Don wants to find out about prana, there are techniques. If you take the yoga interpretation, I'm sure there's techniques you can find on the internet that give you ways of increasing your access to prana.
Yes, for instance, motion, like breathing in and breathing out. After a session of that, you may find that your life force is enhanced. You feel more alive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question. This is from Roger. A week ago, sources said something about the coronavirus going away soon. Could you ask for an update or expansion of comments on this?
This is assuming that it is uninterfered with, as if a second wave is planned and released, then that can then have what might be a flare up of more cases. So there was a plan to release the second wave. If left alone naturally and with precautions, it would die out. Sweden did not have a lockdown, and Sweden did not have a problem. We don't make a prediction further than that, as it depends upon the forces for the dark not going into their deeper phase.
So the real answer is to be vigilant, I would say.
Yes.
And
yes.
Pay attention to all the things and the alternatives. And
yes.
Not take for granted that everything is necessarily going to get better. Okay? Here, next question. This is from Juliet in Okemos, Michigan.
Yes.
I wonder why new souls are created, or if they are the result of the spinningness coalescing. If the premise is all of us souls are God experiencing himself, does every soul have to experience everything before graduating? I hope this makes sense.
Yes, no. It depends upon one's motivation. If they are desiring of learning about everything and then wish to experience everything, then that's where their intentions will take them. But if they don't have such a desire, they might have the desire to grasp, comprehend what is going on with people, but not desire to go into it and experience it, but maybe to just go into it enough to purify it, then another case might be where they don't desire to go into it at all for any reason, and then they would not have to have that
mm-hmm.
in their track.
I would like to ask,
is this Juliet with the granddaughter or the grandson that is, that's two? We would wish to ask, is there a way to unmute her and ask how
yes.
her grandson's doing? Yes.
It's my granddaughter who is two, who has congenital heart disease.
Yes.
And
how is she doing?
Well, she's okay right now. She's playing and happy. And so far, it hasn't affected her too much. The doctors have said it could be a progressive thing.
Thank you. All right.
Thank
you. We'll with her.
Thank you.
Okay. Next question. This is from you didn't answer her question.
Oh, wait a minute. Please give the question.
I wonder why new souls are created, or if they are the result of the spinning this coalescing. Oh, you did ask part of it. You answered.
They are the result of the spinning coalition. When the spinningness occurs and congeals the awareness out of the field, then it achieves consciousness. It experiences consciousness and awareness, and so it is required for the development of a soul to be formed with the spinning energies.
Thank you. Next question is, on our Sunday call, this is from me, in the middle of it, there was a piece of flute music that started playing spontaneously, which I don't believe has ever happened before, which happened to be Daphne's music. And I strongly suspect that something on the other side triggered that to happen. And can you comment on that?
It did happen beyond the awareness of people partly from Daphne's desire to connect.
Thank you. Was the Ra group involved in that, if you can say it?
Give us a moment. Minorly, in a very minor way. It was the Elohim and the Ra group and Daphne and her. She was had the main desire to connect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. From Edna, I would like to ask if France is doing well, and what location is he right now? And would the sources let him know, if they can, that Kim is doing well, and we love him very much. Thank you for your help.
We are in contact with France. We send him. He is in a state right now of sort of a disconnect state and a discouraged state, and he had some things he wished to have done, but he gave up on them. But he still longs. He wished to see Kim grow more. Go through some of the more of our life cycles. That is one of the main things. He is discouraged that he won't be able. He feels he won't see that. So we send him a kick in the pants. If he wakes up and begins to know his true value and his true resources and gets off the alcohol high, that he would be able to connect and straighten around.
Thank you. Valerie from Livermore. Every time I go to visit my friend Christine in Gustine, California, during the full moon, her clock that sits on the back patio runs backwards the whole time I'm there. So strange. So I just wondered, or maybe you could explain why that's happening.
You have an energy similar to Terry that sometimes causes mechanical and electrical things to react. As you may be aware of the chakras spinning, and they do have power to set other things in motion. And you also, as did your father, have those potentials, as did your brother a little bit, or does your brother.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I got to look up Antonio's question, because it's on my phone. And he asks, does he still have traumas from past lives that are impacting him? And I would just ask the question, if he's still having panic attacks, wouldn't that be an indication that he still has traumas inside of him?
Well, remember that in this lifetime, this although it is based on things from the past, in this lifetime, there has been someone in his family or connected with him has raised him. It has created an unsafe and a very unpredictable environment about how they are going to react. And this is triggered from before, but take a look in your lifetime, in this lifetime, was there a woman in your life, a mother, a relative, someone close to you that took care of you, that you respected and you looked up to, that made your life a little bit unpredictable and a little bit scared about an outcome, even a simple outcome, like if this A was going to happen or if B was going to happen? Take a look at that as this was a trigger.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to skip the second part of this question. Ask it next week if you want, Antonio. And I'm going to ask a question from Jerry. We only have time for this question now, in Rochester. When I was 16 years old, I lived, that's Jerry in Rochester. Jerry was with Jill.
Yes.
When I was approximately 16 years old, I lived on a farm in Lake City, Minnesota. One night I was outside taking care of the chickens when the sky lit up like a fireball. It was only for a few seconds. None of my family knew what it was. The next day, we found out that our neighbor who lived below us when we saw the bright light had passed away. I have wondered for over 55 years if the two events were related. Can you help me get to the bottom of this?
We have to go deeper. Give us a minute. Could you read the part again about the family? Start again.
He was on a farm in Lake City, Minnesota, and he was taking care of the chickens when the sky lit up like a fireball for a few seconds. None of my family knew what it was. The next day, we found out that our neighbor who lived below us where we saw the bright light had passed away. And he wonders, was there a connection between the bright light and his neighbor passing away?
We, at this time, will take this under consideration as we were looking at this light, and we were, what we are getting as this light was connected with him passing away, but was not caused by his passing away, that this light occurred from a source in the sky, light up, but it triggered him to feel that, you know, that was a trigger for him to pass away. So it didn't cause the light, but the light caused him to leave around that time.
I see. Okay. You know what? We do have one more question, but we don't have time. D in
Would
Ohio.
Would you like to try it? Go ahead.
Well,
hi, D.
It's 6:56. And we have to get the whole planet healed. So we did pretty good. We went through that list pretty fast. And Dee, would you forgive us if we, would you submit it again for next week? And I'll be sure to ask it. Okay. And I know our sources, they don't want to let anyone down. But it's better that we do. And I thank you so much for being here and helping everyone. Do you have any final comments?
It is good to connect energy by CD and also with everyone else on this line. It is a joy to have an energy connection with you all in the in the ground, on boots on the ground, and we also have a joy to have connected with the Chinese master earlier.
And you know, Robert Herrick is on the line tonight as well, and I just like to
we see him.
Yeah. Thank him for being here and understanding that this idea of boots on the ground makes us very important, not in an egotistical way, but it's a high service to be here and anchor these energies for this information and this higher level love to come through. So I just thank you all who are here. And I particularly thank Hives and Antonio and everyone who isn't even officially doing it, but greets people when they come in, and you're making a difference. So I'm going to unmute everybody, and then we're going to move to Whole Planet Healing, which is 712-770-4340, 250-516.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Wynn, the pin is 250513.
250513. What did I say?
250516. You were off by one digit.
Oh, thank you. I got a case of Terryitis. What can I say?
Okay.
No, I don't. She's doing very well. I'm just teasing her.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay.
Thank you,
everyone.
Hold on a moment. Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.